This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America Earthwatch?
You're listening to Kyle
Warren.
So what do you do, again, if your polling numbers are so bad? What do you do? Do you try to do stuff better? Or do you make a campaign video that basically says we're trying to hold back the evil forces in this country? We're trying to preserve democracy. You know, we talked about that in hour number one, but I got to tell you, I really do think it bears repeating right here, because this is exactly the strategy now. We now know the strategy. The strategy is going to be, if you elect Donald Trump, you're ringing the death knell for democracy. And that's just not the case, but it is still very telling, my friends, because it just means that the Democrat Party elite, the Biden campaign, the Biden administration, the whole shebang, right? They just really realize that the policies that they've put in place, the things that they've done or left undone, have absolutely galvanized people, for the most part, into saying, this is not the right track. We're on the wrong track. And so instead of, you know, trying to build things back up or build it back better, as it were, over the next several months, nope, don't need to do that. In fact, maybe they won't even try to sound moderate at this point. They're just going to keep on going down this road of democracy will be destroyed, and they're fighting for everybody's voting rights. That's maybe the strategy here. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome. It is the Friday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning. Glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And we have a lot to talk about. Yes, hour number one, we talked about this campaign commercial that came out from the Biden campaign, basically saying that, they're trying to preserve democracy. They're trying to make sure that you're safe and so that your vote will be counted, which by the way, reminds me, this is the Democrat position on vote counting. And it's, I don't think it's printed in a book somewhere, but it's definitely, this is exactly the strategy that is used when it comes to vote counting. This is what they mean when they say your vote counted, to have your vote counted. And that is, if you count all the votes, let's say you have the election runs, and then they count the votes, and yet the Democrat did not win the election. Well, that can only mean one thing. You did not count all the votes. All the votes have not been counted yet. So what do you need to do at that point? Well, you got to go back and you got to find some more votes to count. You got to count more, and you got to keep counting, and you keep counting still until the Democrat wins. And when the Democrat wins the election, you know two things. Number one, the Democrat has won. It won fair and square. There was zero fraud. And number two, you've actually counted all the votes. By definition, there could be no more votes to count because the Democrat won the election. So worrying about whether or not all votes were counted now just goes out the window. It's not a problem anymore because now we know that all the votes were counted because the Democrat did in fact win. But if the Republican wins the recount or the if you keep counting, that can't be right. That's, you know, something else is wrong here. We got to keep counting votes until we find the votes that mean that the Democrat wins. That's just it. It's just that simple, my friends. All right, well, welcome back to the program, of course. Hour number two is here, is upon us, and it's Friday, and we're having a lot of fun here on the program this morning. The Jeffrey Epstein list, there was more that was released, some 40 more names, I believe, and includes, you know, big celebrity names like Leonardo DiCaprio, Bruce Willis, Michael Jackson, other A-list celebrities, in addition to what we already know about Prince Andrew, for example, and others, Bill Clinton. But it doesn't mean that they're accused of any wrongdoing. It just means that their names have come up in some of these testimonies and things like that. So that is part of this. But one of the issues that came up, and this is from the New York Post, one of the issues that came up in part of this release, evidently, is that former President Bill Clinton allegedly stormed into the Vanity Fair newsroom and threatened, quote-unquote, staffers not to publish stories about sex trafficking allegations against, quote, his good friend Jeffrey Epstein, according to a newly unsealed court document. The claim about Clinton included in the latest batch of files tied to Jeffrey Epstein that were released on Thursday was mentioned by Epstein accuser Virginia Gouffier, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in a 2011 mail exchange with a journalist from the Daily Mail, Sharon Churcher. The scribe was advising Gouffier on whether to do an interview and sell a photo to the publication. Churcher was offering to help her land a book deal at the time. When I was doing some research into VF yesterday, evidently Vanity Fair, it does concern me that they would, that they could want to write about me, considering that B. Clinton walked into VF and threatened them not to write sex trafficking articles about his good friend J.E., Gouffier wrote in an email. So that's pretty interesting. So again, it's unclear whether she learned of the alleged threats and former Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter told the Telegraph Thursday that this categorically did not happen. Separate document revealed on Thursday's dropped names of Clinton as someone who, quote, traveled with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and may have information about Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein's sexual trafficking conduct. So, you know, this continues to expand. The plot continues to thicken and so forth. But this is obviously far from over. But these kinds of stories, you know, and again, they have to be confirmed. We're just reporting what is being reported about what is evidently in some of these documents. But certainly it just raises more questions. And the very fact that this could go a lot deeper, different names and so forth. And again, people, you know, Cameron Diaz is on this list, but not in any shape or form of hinting at wrongdoing. Just that there were a lot of celebrities that went back and forth or had some kind of contact, but they've all been saying they had no contact with Jeffrey Epstein. So we're going to find out more, of course, but until then, this is what's being released. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, and I appreciate what John said earlier when he called in. My sarcasm was, hitting the hard tonight. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I do feel kind of revved up. Well, I do. Maybe because it's Friday. It has been a short week, so I don't know. We still got a lot of energy, sort of pent up here. It's Friday, and I think we're going to get through the first week of a new year, and that feels good. Of course, we'll be here on the weekend show as well. Weekend show's 3 hours long. It's 2 to 5 a.m. Eastern time, and so we encourage you to tune in then as well. We made it through the first week of January, and I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're feeling good. Some of my friends and colleagues, some have been sick over the holidays or at some point during the holidays. I've got one colleague of mine right now who actually does have COVID. That's not good at all. Hopefully people are starting to kind of come out of that and just get back in the swing of things here as we head into January. And if you haven't joined us yet this year, maybe it's the first time you've been listening since we had the holiday break, we've been talking about the new year. We've been talking about what a promise that it has, I do think that a lot of good things are going to happen this year. And I also know that we're looking at a very, very steep uphill climb in this election. No matter what. Yes, the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party elite and the far left and all the craziness, right, they can all be in a desperation mode, which I do believe they are. I do believe they are in a desperation mode. If they thought that they could just go ahead and win this thing, fine, have Trump be your nominee, does it matter? What difference does it make? Because everything is going so well, and it's not, and they know that. And so they're trying all these tricks and all this other stuff. And, I mean, can you imagine 50 years from now, what are historians going to look back and say? Well, the Democrats were pretty much trying to kick the presumed nominee off the ballot before the ballots, you know, before the elections could ever really get underway. And I think gone from that, though, will be, well, but he was an insurrectionist and this kind of thing. And the reason why I don't glom on to the, it was an insurrection and Donald Trump's an insurrectionist and so forth, because I know, and by the way, I'm under no illusions, and I get it, and I'm a clear-eyed on the idea that you have some people out there that just don't want to vote for Donald Trump. And you have a lot of people who do want to vote for Donald Trump, but some don't, but not maybe necessarily because they think he's an insurrectionist, right? And voters have different reasons for why they vote the way that they do, why the way they feel that they do. And that's okay. But I don't think that, again, the reason I don't glom on to this whole thing about it was an insurrection and Donald Trump's an insurrectionist is because it doesn't seem to meet any of the requirements, quote unquote. It's being used as a political term, and it's being used in such a way that, again, it's a matter of opinion, and people can have that opinion. That's fine. But there's no adjudication of this. There's no charge of this. This isn't even something that's typically in our atmosphere here in the country. We don't talk a lot about, well, that person is an insurrectionist and this kind of stuff. It's being used, again, as a political terminology in order to create a political feeling. And that's, I think, historians in the future will eschew a lot of this and simply say that the Democrats are trying to get rid of a potential opponent here. It's pretty transparent. It's obvious what they're doing. And hopefully they'll be saying, and of course it was also unsuccessful. Because the chips are going to fall where they may, and that's just the reality of life. But Donald Trump has every right to go out and run for president and get the nomination if he can get the votes in the primary. And right now we're talking polls. We're talking anecdotal evidence. We're talking a general feeling. But once we start seeing actual votes, well, then we'll have a lot more to base this on, right? And that's just the political science aspect of it. I mean, we actually have to see some votes happen in order to make sure that what we're deriving out of all this is really real. So, and it will, and time will tell. But the chips will fall where they may. That is at the very heart of how our system operates. And I think, again, 50 years from now, just as a term to use, an outside term, 20 years from now, even. Historians will see this for what it is. They'll see it as something that's manipulation. It's the latest political dirty trick. It's the latest thing to try to manipulate the results of the election. And I'm hoping that through this time, 2024, that that's going to hopefully send a clear message that the voters get to decide. The voters get to actually have the last final say. That, my friends, is the way that this system should operate. But, you know, I do think you have, you know, and by the way, we keep hearing this term authoritarianism. Well, the Republicans and the MAGA Republicans, they all want an authoritarian state and they just, this kind of stuff. Well, I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think that what's happening is that, number one, you do have, and I think John actually in Sarasota, when he called in, he talked about these terminologies that are being used, you know, and those are, you know, albatrosses trying to hang albatrosses around somebody's neck. And, you know, both sides do that, and that's, you know, that's been here since time immemorial, right? But nowadays, it's It's different than it's these tax and spend Democrats. Okay, that's kind of an albatross you and I trying to hang around somebody's neck. It's these tax and spend Democrats. That's different from this is Hitler. You know, that's different altogether, don't you think? It raises it to a level of ridiculousness that is just unprecedented, unparalleled. And the far left is now gleefully doing this kind of thing in one way or another, believing that, you know, this is the way to actually get from point A to point B. So it's, and actually what it does as well is it divides people so far to either side that nobody can ever reach across the aisle. And so you hear these empty statements. Joe Biden made one of the biggest empty statement lies of all time, right? And that was going to be the president of everybody. Going to be the president of a uniter, not a divider. And this kind of thing. And all the while, I think they all knew for sure that they were going to continue down this road of dividing people so far away from one another that nobody could ever get anything done. And that, my friends, goes against you and me, whether you're a registered independent or a registered Republican or even a registered Democrat. Because at these higher levels of where this game is played, I don't think that the Democrat Party elite could care a little bit about registered Democrats, rank and file, living across the highways and byways of the land, right? All they care is to just go vote Democrat. But the same very same people that live in your town that might be a Democrat or might be a Republican, everybody is, you know, getting the same kind of treatment here, it would seem. Because by creating this huge division and taking away any common ground, and, you know, like, for example, we heard Mayorkas, who may be impeached here real soon, saying, you know, the border should be this unifying thing. We should all work together. And I, you know, these are just words, I think, coming from him. But almost anybody else saying that would actually make sense. Yes, we should all be concerned about the border. We should all be concerned that there is this porous thing now that's happening, and nothing is really being done to actually stop it. But because the Democrat Party elite and the far left want to make it so extreme that if you even say, hey, well, why don't we just enforce the border security that we have right now? Oh, no, well, then you're a racist. I mean, you see how this goes? They create this atmosphere to where literally nothing can get done. And then if you say, well, we need to get something done, well, guess what? You're the extremist. So none of this is working. This is why the American people have that right and now have that duty to go out and vote. And that should not be taken away from them. Voters' rights? Biden's been fighting for voters' rights? Well, what about the right to vote for people you want to vote for? Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. There's a new top dog studio at the global box office. Universal Studios overtook Disney to earn the top spot in 2023. It's the first time Disney has failed to take the number one spot since 2016. Led by Oppenheimer and the Super Mario Brothers movie, Universal's 24 movies released last year brought in $4.91 billion at the global box office. A woman is suing the Hershey Company after she opened a Reese's Halloween peanut butter cup and it didn't look like the picture on the package. She was expecting the pumpkin-shaped candy to have a cute face, but instead, it had nothing. It was simply pumpkin-shaped. She says Hershey falsely represented its holiday candy, and she would not have bought it and spent her money had she known. What her lawyers are asking for, unclear. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Father and son are arrested in the deaths of a young Texas couple about to have a baby. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The arrest of 19-year-old Christopher Preciado and 53-year-old Father Ramon come more than a week after the bodies of a pregnant 18-year-old Savannah Soto and her 22-year-old boyfriend Matthew Guerra were found shot in a vehicle. San Antonio Police Sergeant Washington Mascoso says
right,
Christopher
back,
is accused of killing
welcome
the couple,
back, of course,
and his father is accused of helping him move the bodies.
It appears to be a narcotic, but not the product related to the program. Police say they were able to track down the father and son using information on Savannah Soto's cell phone. And on a warrant on day, he was up to some tenfold in the past 3 years due to social media posts showing people how to steal them this year. That's insurance claims for the vehicle to more than 1,000%. Love to get your direct message. Or on these stories at townhall.com. That's the website.
If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. It'll come right on through to us here. And we hope to hear from you soon. And always glad to hear from you. All right. So let's listen in here for a moment. I think we've got, yes, this is Governor Abbott talking with Stuart. Stuart Varney. There he is. It's right on the tip of my tongue. And talking with Stuart Varney. I love Stuart Varney on Fox Business, I believe. And this is Governor Abbott talking about what's happening on the Texas border and all of the brouhaha that's going along with it. Let's listen in.
Texas has taken matters into our own hands, and we are building our own border wall. We have the National Guard down there building these razor wire barriers that you have shown on your screen that are repelling and turning back migrants who are trying to get into Texas illegally.
But the DOJ is suing your state over your new border security law, allowing police enforcement officers to arrest illegal migrants. And maybe judges could deport them. What's your response to the DOJ's suing you for taking action on the border?
Well, it's outrageous, Stuart, because think about this simple fact, and that is we are actually involved in three legal actions with the Biden administration right now, where the Biden administration is trying to stop Texas from denying illegal entry into the country. Here's the point. If the Biden administration would put that time into securing the border as opposed to stopping Texas from securing the border, then we wouldn't have a problem whatsoever. But because Joe Biden and the Democrats refuse to secure the border, Texas has and we will continue to erect barriers, repel migrants, as well as bus and fly migrants to New York, Chicago, and other places like that.
Okay, stop right there. You know, it seems like such common sense, right? I mean, does Governor Abbott sound like some kind of crazy lunatic? No, of course not. He's actually making sense. The idea that the Biden administration, see, the Biden administration wants you to believe that they are doing all kinds of stuff in order to secure the border, or that the border is closed, things like that. But none of that's actually really true, right? So you've got Governor Abbott trying to take some measures, and yes, of course, the Biden administration is going to, the government's going to sue them as a result of all of this, and eventually it will work its way through. But because there are questions of who maintains international borders and this kind of stuff, but Texas can make the argument, but the federal government is not fulfilling its end of the bargain. It's not fulfilling its charter in order to secure that international border, and so therefore the people of Texas are now being impacted by this, and so on and so forth. And it kind of tickles me that Mayor Adams in New York City is suing the bus companies for $708 million because, you know, guess what? It costs money. It costs money. This is a revelation that has occurred. It costs money when people flood into your city that have no means. And now they are just there, and they're in the country illegally, et cetera, et cetera. But it costs money. Well, of course it does. But does it cost money for Texas? If migrants flood into Texas, what is Texas supposed to do? Now, Texas doesn't have the luxury of suing a bus company to get money, right? Which, who knows what kind of money they'll ever get from bus companies, because this has to work its way through the courts as well. But instead of, in other words, I don't think we should have to be suing bus companies. I don't think we should have to be debating how much does it cost New York City to house migrants, because the migrants shouldn't be coming across the border in the droves that they are illegally. This whole issue, and it's like, it's hard not to laugh when you talk about it, because this whole issue, for lack of a better term, is a manufactured issue. If the United States border was, in fact, secure, then you would not have, to this degree, you'd still have illegal immigration. But you would not have it, perhaps, to this degree, to this large degree, to this massive degree. All right, we just heard Governor Abbott. Now let's hear Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas talking about this on MSNBC. Let's listen in about the big, bad Governor Abbott.
So, Mr. Secretary, certainly a given that something needs to be done at the border. But in the interim, before something goes into effect, we're hearing from many big city mayors, governors, lots of them Democrats, asking Washington to do more. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, repeatedly has said that in recent days. So what more is Washington going to do, if anything, to answer their calls for help?
So we have taken action on the border, and we've taken action with respect to the challenges that cities across the country are facing.
Okay, Stop right there, because before he gets further into that, okay, listen to the words. Listen to a particular word. Do you know what we're facing here? We're facing a challenge, okay? There are challenges that are happening in New York and Chicago and Denver and other places, right? There are these challenges that are happening. So we've got to meet those challenges. It's a whole different vocabulary, a whole different mindset, a whole different thing that Mayorkas is talking about. And even, and you heard, this is, and this is the interviewer on MSNBC. Well, you know, something needs to be done. something needs to be done. But before something is done, what else can this happen? You know, because it's obvious that something is wrong and that nothing is being done. But to hear Mayorkas tell it, they're all doing all kinds of stuff. Let's continue.
Identify one fundamental problem here, and that is the fact that we have one governor in the state of Texas who is refusing to cooperate with other governors and other local officials and coordinate efforts to address the challenge that our country, which this country should stand united to address, that our country is facing. And it's a remarkable failure of governance to refuse to cooperate with one's fellow local and state officials. But we have dispatched teams to Chicago, Denver, New York, to name just three, to assist them in managing the challenge, to assist them in ensuring that people who are eligible for work receive their work authorization as swiftly as possible, and we're continuing to collaborate with them.
Okay, stop right there. Again, it's the challenges. And guess what? Guess whose fault this is? It's not the fault of the policies, right? It's not the fault of the Democrat Party elite. It's not the fault of the Biden administration that reversed all these things, remain in Mexico, this kind of stuff. It's the fault of Governor Abbott. That's just it. And he's just not cooperating. Well, by the way, I wonder if he would elaborate on these things, because it would seem to me that if there was a comprehensive actual plan, if there was a comprehensive actual plan that was practical and that actually had some kind of substance to it and so forth, don't you think Governor Abbott would be the first person to sign on to such a thing? Right? But again, this is all in my opinion. I think this is the framing that's going on. Well, he's not cooperating. He's causing this problem. And it seems to me that Governor Abbott's the actual one who's actually trying to take practical steps. I mean, they put the floater things out in the middle of the Rio Grande and this kind of thing. And then, you know, they put up razor wire, but evidently we've heard from the administration that razor wire doesn't do any good and this kind of stuff. And it's almost comical. So yes, I may adopt a little bit of a sarcastic attitude about this, you know, in good fun. But that's because it is so comical the way that this administration addresses this problem. And blame. You know, come up with some practical stuff and people will actually get behind you on it. But not this kind of blame stuff. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, what are you trying to say? That is almost the perfect transition right there, isn't it? Well, it is the Friday edition, folks, and so that means the stars are aligning for the bumper cues. I think that's amazing. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back as we go through this Friday edition of the program. We're almost through hour number two. We'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments, and then she'll be back with us here for most of the following hour as well. So we're glad about that. But right now, of course, it's time for another great song to keep you revved up, keep you going through the morning. And then we'll take a look at some of the weather that's happening out there. Well, this particular song, I think, needs no introduction whatsoever. Because it is still called Sicilia.
Oh,
reach the studio. A word and a name that Phil Collins said just sort of fell out of his mouth one day. He doesn't know where it came from. But Phil Collins, this from No Jacket Required, by the way, especially at a time when Phil Collins could do no wrong. And I got to tell you, I don't think that every single song on that album was incredible. It was just really, really great. And it's one of my favorite Phil Collins albums of all time. And, of course, not just because it has the studio on it, but also because it has a lot of other great songs. And the drum work and all this other stuff was just fantastic. And then back in those days, you know, that's when, they were starting to come in on CDs back in the day. And it had I think the CD had a bonus one on it that wasn't available, like on the cassette or stuff like that. But it's a song called Hello, We Said Hello Goodbye, if I recall correctly. And that is one of the coolest Phil Collins songs that I've ever heard. So maybe one night we'll play it here. It's a little off the beaten path in terms, it's not a driver type song in terms of it's not up tempo in the grand sense. But it is a really cool song, one of my favorite Phil Collins songs of all time. So, yeah, maybe one of these nights we'll see about doing that. All right, well, folks, before we hear from our friend Denise Simon here in a few moments, let's take a look at what's happening out there. And this from AccuWeather, a massive cross-country storm next week could be the largest so far this winter, just days after a storm drops snow and snarls traffic over the southern high plains and in the northeast. A second major cross-country storm will threaten heavy snow in the central United States along a 1,000-mile swath from northeastern New Mexico through northern Michigan early next week. The AccuWeather meteorologist warned that this storm could hit travel hard in the central states, with the major hubs of Chicago, Kansas City, Missouri potentially facing heavy snow. So if we're going to start to be traveling into next week, this is a big deal. Significant change in the weather pattern has taken shape now that the calendar is flipped from 2023 to 2024. Large winter-style storms were scarce during the final weeks of 2023, but the new year has breathed new life into the weather, with one storm after another lining up over the Pacific. Each will track across the rugged terrain of the western U.S. and emerge on the plains where they can not only tap moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, but also pull down cold air from Canada. The busy nature of the weather pattern will take a toll on travel and shipping, where the weather made both relatively a breeze in December. All bets are off for January. So here we go, folks. It's going to start revving up. With the various storms hitting one area hard one day and another the next, airline passengers may face flight delays and cancellations as crews and aircraft are displaced. I think the beginnings of the major storm for the central states early next week will begin in the west this weekend, with areas of low elevation rain and mountain snow. Wintry precipitation may make travel difficult over the passes from the Cascades and Sierra Nevada to the southern Rockies. So we're going to keep an eye on all this, of course, because now it looks like we're going to start seeing some big time. Sorry, folks, I had to hit the cough button. Start to see some big time weather patterns make their appearance. So stay safe out there. And so we head into the weekend and we head into next week. All right, without further ado, let's bring on Denise Simon, of course. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Also, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Just simply search on Facebook, Denise Simon Experience, and you'll be able to find it that way as well. And Denise has got some great articles, material, and so forth over at her website, founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise, and happy Friday.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Well, you know, first of all, we got more names on this list. I don't know that they're super bombshell, but the only other big report was the thing about Bill Clinton evidently, purportedly threatening Vanity Fair about doing a bad piece on Jeffrey Epstein. But this is all just coming out in some email that's part of these documents.
Well, this is kind of an historical record here from testimony and some evidence. These are... it's kind of like a review audit, if you will, of part of the case. There's more documents to come out. I think we're at about, 25%.
Right, right.
So I don't think there's anything that's significant or revealing in any of this.
And you've also got these other celebrities that are mentioned, I think it's important to note that they're not implicated in any wrongdoing at this point. We're just hearing these names so far. This is all getting delved into, but like you said, I mean, there's not some huge bombshell on this yet.
No. Again, just because we have these names doesn't mean that everything that these people, there's anything that these people did that was nefarious. Which I had mentioned a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not terribly excited about it. It hasn't struck me as being earth-shattering by any means. So we'll see what the rest of the documents have to say.
Exactly. More to come. Well, just briefly, we've got about 30 seconds here. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah is saying that Israel is going to have a very costly war. It will be very, 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 used it three times, costly if Israel tries to do anything to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Is this just a lot of bluster, or can they hang in a fight with Israel?
I don't think they can hang in a fight, but they can cause a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, Israel is really on the offensive, and they're not going to stand by and wait for something to happen. And I think that they will use some asymmetric warfare tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It may come to something pretty nasty, but it also may liberate Lebanon.
That's powerful. Okay, well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Folks, we'll come right back after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.